bit. My guest is on the line right now, but I want you to check this out. Listen to this.
We begin with the intro, the part of the song that should hook you in. A good intro makes a song recognizable after just a few notes. See what I mean? That's my man Eddie right there. When I hear this, I think of many a night at the office. Business card scoopers, burnt nostrils, dilated pupils, and lots of noise in my head. You know, same old, same old. Same old venue, same old songs, same old crowd. Same old drunk doña that stands right in front of the stage screaming, "Tú te pareces a Mike Anthony? Look at him, Mike Anthony number two. Come on, sing one of his songs. Ay que vivir, ay que soñar, Mike Anthony!" Same old, mira que come mierda, who he thinks he is, look, she gives me when I tell her I don't take requests. Same old couple.
All right, all right. That is a play that's currently going on right now here in LA at the Los Angeles Theater Company. The name of the artist is Flaco Navaja. He's a brilliant young man, actor, comedian. I was blown away on opening day, and he's my guest here. Flaco, how are you, my friend? Welcome to Alma del Barrio.
I'm well, brother. Thank you so much for having me. It's very much an honor for me to be on.
The honor is all mine. Kathy and Josephine and myself had the privilege of being there on opening night. We were blown away. We had no idea what Evolution of Ozoneta was going to be about. But I love the transition that you took us through, your story, your upbringing, your roots from the South Bronx, a Puerto Rican from the South Bronx. That's how I was attracted right away. I'm saying, okay, I want to see what this guy is going to say. And I was blown away because it's done with music. You're a talented singer. You had a nice band behind you. And you go to the explanation. Describe to me what Evolution of a Sonero, as short as possible for the audience to understand. You're still here tonight performing, and tomorrow is closing night. And I'd love people to go out there and see this because this is really, really unique. I have not seen this before. Tell me a little bit about the show and how it started, the idea of it.
Thank you. Well, Evolution of Ozoneta is a solo show with a band. It can be called a one-man musical, maybe. And what it is, it's a love letter to the Bronx. New York is where I was raised. It's a love letter to the genre of music that has become the soundtrack of my life, which is salsa. And it's also a commentary on navigating an artistic life. I use the metaphor of a salsa song, the structure of a salsa song, and I use that as a metaphor for my life. So each section of the song represents an experience or something that leads to the artist that I have become to this day.
Right. It's amazing. The show, it had me laughing in stitches because there were so many things that you said that reminded me of my childhood and growing up. We grew up in different decades, but yet when it comes to Puerto Rican families, there's certain things that are traditions that go down over the decades and the centuries, and they just don't change. The way our mothers, our uncles, we all have those people in our family. Some of them that we would like to hide in the closet, other ones that we would like to showcase up front on a stage, but we all have them. And the story you tell us, and because it's reality, this was your story, this was your reality, and where you've come to today was an amazing story, and I think people should go out there and see it. You still have two shows left, tonight and tomorrow. It's at 8 p.m.?
Correct. Tonight is at 8 p.m., and the show is happening downtown on Spring Street at the Los Angeles Theater Center. It's a co-production with the Latino Theater Company of L.A. and Urban Theater Company of Chicago. And it's a wonderful experience. We have two final performances, one tonight at 8 p.m., and the last one is going to be tomorrow at 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. tomorrow. Okay, great. Great, yes. For people to know. I want to play a song that I had. This was sent to me a while back, and I had it. I didn't know who Flaco Navaja was, but I had this song. I think I played it here at Alma del Barrio without knowing who you were. It's called Cántale a la Vida. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Cantar la Vida is my first single that was released 2 years ago, and it is a completely independently, it's an independent pandemic production where it was all created remotely. My co-songwriter is Obi Bermudez, who is a very prolific singer-songwriter and pop star himself from Puerto Rico. He helped me write the lyrics, and the song was arranged by Ocal Hernandez from the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. Each musician was in a different city pretty much when it was recorded.
Yeah, that's how a lot of things were recorded during the pandemic. Let's listen to that song, and we'll be right back with our guest, Flaco Navaja, who has a beautiful play. You guys gotta go check this out. No importa de qué parte del mundo ustedes vengan, o cualquier país, pueden ser de Honduras, México, Venezuela, Perú. Si son latinos, tienen que ir a ver esto. Es la historia de un puertorriqueño en el Bronx, en el sur del Bronx, pero todos nosotros nos podemos ver en esa situación, and you'll know when you see there, and it's funny. I love the songs, which we're going to play a couple of them coming up. Here's Cántale a la Vida.
Elele, alala, necesitamos amor. Necesitamos cariño, aunque sea de lejitos, pa' proteger los niñitos. Anoche soñé contigo, soñé que yo te abrazaba y que el tiempo no sobraba. Que no nos faltaba nada. Canta corazón, ay pulmón, respira. Abre tu balcón y cántala la vida. Armonía. Necesitamos mirarnos, aunque sea por video. Hablémonos detenido. Pon tu mano en el vidrio. Corazón, ay pulmón, respira. Abre tu balcón y cántala la vida. Oh,
abre tu
From the South Bronx to the Hollywood Hills, from Santo Domingo hasta la Ciudad de México, a través de todas las fronteras, desde tu casa a la mía, un abrazo social. From the distance, we don't have to be in the same room to be unidos en un sentido común. Together, we raise our voices and our fists for justice. Unidos, we change the world.
Wow, amazing. I love that. Cántale a la vida, Flaco Navaja. Flaco, I want you to tell the people, because it's one thing for me to describe it. Describe in a few words what your show is about. I what I saw was you coming out, talking about the making of a song. And it's a song, all the songs we all hear to. They have different parts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So like I said, the show is a one-man musical, and the structure of the show is that I explain to the audience the structure of a salsa song, and I break down its parts: intro, verse, bridge, the mambo section, coro y soneo, the coda, and all of those sections of the song are parts of my life. Intro. It talks about me being in the clubs and kind of introducing who I am as Flaco Navaja, the artist.
Right.
Verse one is the first time I always wanted to be a singer when I was a little kid. I did a talent show in the third grade and sang a Menudo song. And then I got introduced to salsa by my uncle. So I do a whole monologue as my uncle.
That was so funny.
About his days as an activist in the South Bronx.
Yes, that was so funny.
Him exposing me to Hector Lavoe. And so that's kind of what the show is like. It's funny stories. It's a memoir on stage, but it's all told through the vehicle of salsa music, poetry, spoken word, monologues, and storytelling, all backed by a five-piece salsa band that provides the musical score for the entire show.
Yes.
So the band itself is another character as well.
It was really, really nice. I loved all the characters you did, all the things you added to the show. It was so funny, so true. And it represents so many of us. Y no importa si no hablan inglés o si se van a disfrutar. Tremendo show, buena música. You're a great poet, and I know you began your career as a poet. You're very versed when it comes to poetry, and it all works. It all works together, and it's the first time I've seen this. I've seen some stuff similar to this, but it wasn't about Puerto Ricans in the South Bronx, let me tell you that much. It was about some other country and some other Latino, Spain or Mexico or something like that. And not that anything was wrong with that, but I never saw anything that represented us, and this is the first time I saw it. You gotta go down there. I want to play another song called Jodido Pero Contento. You did this over at the Conga Head some years back with the band back then, but I wanted to hear them, the lyrics that and the content of what you have here, which comes out in the show, makes you laugh, shows your talent, but it shows the creativity and the reality of life. So let's go to them. We'll be right back with Flaco. Check this out.
Jodido. Y yo te voy a dar la espalda.
That was awesome. I love that there, that performance. I mean, that's you in a nutshell there. And
thank you. I can't take full credit to those lyrics. I just want to clarify that that was a reimagination of a song by an amazing artist that I'm a huge fan of. And her name is Concha Buica. Okay. And she's a flamenco singer. And that's her song, Jodida Pero Contenta. And I just gave it the Flaco Navaja treatment.
Exactly, exactly.
And turned it into a guajira.
I thought I had heard that song before. Now it makes sense. It came from a female perspective originally. There's another song here, and this one had me cracking up again. You can hear it at the show. Van a escuchar esta canción, la van a oír en el show. Estoy cansado de estar pelado. And that's a reality.
Original.
Yeah, that's a reality para muchos de nosotros. You know, llega un momento que cuando uno está pelado, uno se cansa. Por lo más que trata de hacer algo, siempre está uno pelado. And I want people to hear this because it is a very, very funny song. But it's a true and real song. Our guest here at Arma del Barrio today is Flaco Navaja. He has a show going on tonight. It starts at 8 p.m. tonight? 7.
8 p.m. tonight.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
tonight. Go by. I was there. The theater is a small theater. Anywhere you sit, you're going to have a nice view, hear everything well, some good music with some great musicians. Eddie's still there with you, Eddie Resto and Joey De Leon.
Yeah, Joey unfortunately had a trip. So we're finishing the final three performances are being played by another amazing percussionist by the name of Henner Lopez Alcantara.
Yeah, okay. The thing is, it was great music. And there's some great musicians here in LA, but you guys got to go by. Let's listen to this song so you could get a feel for this. Check this out.
Cansado de estar pelado. Me levanto a las 6, un cafecito a trabajar, uno de los tres trabajos que me ayudan a bregar. I swallow my pride and say yes, sir. Porque estar pelado no está en nada. Time to make the donuts. Cansado de siempre estar pelado. Oye, no.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelado.
Trabajo de noche y día. The bills still ain't paid todavía.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelado.
Me duele la espalda de tanto trabajar.
Estoy cansado de siempre estar pelado.
Salgo para la ciudad loco de contento con mi cargamento.
Estoy cansado.
Got my head spinning.
signaling the beginning of a long day. 5 destinations in 8 hours, and this lack of sleep got me running mad late. To stop 1, teaching writing on Rikers Island. Stop 2, Wendy's commercial audition, Bojangling cheese smiling. Stop 3, jet to the set of East Willie B. Stop 4, eat a slice before I faint. Call the bank and check up on my current financial state. Your current and available checking balance is negative $36.45. Damn. Stop 5, just in time I arrive. Mic check, this set's about to get the spot live. And as soon as I close my eyes, the story will just rewind and rewind and rewind.
And that is so true. Uno se cansa de estar pelado, flaco, navaja. Mm-hmm. Great. And Razor Blades is the name of his band. Vayan esta noche a las 7. The tickets have some very fair prices. You're going to love the show. You're going to hear some great music, great story. Flaco, all the best to you and the guys. Give everybody a good hug. Lucy, give her a good hug for me. We want to see you soon and preparing yourselves, documenting this journey that you've been doing for 25 years, and now it's starting to show. The light is starting to beam in. I see this doing very, very well. It's well put together, well organized, and much success to you, my friend. I'll let you go because I know you need to rest for tonight's show. But thank you for setting the time aside to be here with me today.
No, it's my absolute pleasure, brother. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I look forward to coming back the next time I'm in town. And I'll send you any music as soon as I put it out.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
You got
Please,
it.
You can catch Evolution of a Sonero tonight at 8 p.m. at the Los Angeles Theater Center, which is 514 Spring Street in downtown L.A., run by the Latino Theater Company. Tonight at 8 and tomorrow at 4 p.m. Thank you so much.
All right, Flaco. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Take care.